Have you ever felt like there's no way out or that you could never be loved? No matter what you've done in the past, there is hope and peace for you. Find out more from Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Dear Lord, let's get into this thing today. Father, we just thank you and praise you, oh, for opening our minds, renewing us to your way of thinking. My. And we rejoice in it.
Yes.
You got all the answers.
Yes.
Every answer we need to every question that's confusing and plaguing the whole world.
Yes.
And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Creflo, let's go back over there to Romans 12 now.
Yes.
I brought this up to Creflo, but before we began this broadcast today. Last week, he was reading this chapter 12, verse 1 here, Romans chapter 12. And the word mercy there just jumped off of the page at me. And I saw it. I said, the mercy of God. Mercy of God. I'd never, of course, I had seen it. I'd thought about it. But it never had, the Spirit of God never had arrested me like that and called my attention to it. And then today, he opened my eyes. He renewed my mind to what he's saying here. Mm-hmm. Now, look at this. I beseech you. Now, what does the word beseech mean? I beg of you, man. I implore you. Please, will you listen to me? Will you please listen to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Now, if he just said, now, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your body a living sacrifice, mm-hmm. holy, acceptable unto God. But that ain't what he said. Mm-hmm. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, the Holy Spirit, literally in my spirit, read that verse to me. Mm-hmm. The mercy of God is begging you to give me your body and I'll change your mind.
Mm-hmm. He said in Amplified, in view of all the mercies of God. In view of all the mercies of God.
You know what I see here? Mm-hmm. I see someone that has lived such a dogged, drugged up, bombed out, drunked out, everything you can think of, kind of a sinful, old, unworthy, no good doggy life, mm-hmm. that says, you know, oh God, there's no way God could do anything with a bum like me. I'm embarrassed to even go before him. Mm-hmm. Well, that's religious correctness, because even after people, religious people, even after they get born again, oh, you know, I start groveling before God. He said, look, man, I'm begging you. I don't care what you were. I don't care what in all this hell you were conformed to in the world. If you come here, man, I'll give you my mind and transform that terrible thing. Mercy is crying out to you. I'll make somebody else out of you. Will you listen to me?
Yeah, you can change. You can change.
I heard the cry of God in my heart. Mm-hmm. God is crying out to you right now. I don't care who you are. Suicide ain't the answer to this, my brother and sister. That's the beginning of more hell, and you know what to do with. But I'm telling you, don't throw your life away. Give it away. Give it to God. Give it to Jesus. Let him have your mind, and he'll transform you, man.
This defeats powerlessness. And some people feel powerless to change.
Well, they are, Creflo,
without this. And this is the answer to it. You now have an empowerment to change. He says, you can change. You don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to be depressed about how you are. you know, whatever you want the fruit to be on the tree, that's your responsibility. You can change. You're not stuck. You're not stranded. Here are all the mercies of God being made available to you. I'm begging you. You can change.
God is begging you to listen. Please listen to my thoughts and my ways. I'll get you out of this thing.
Yeah. And look what he's chosen. Look at the avenue that he chose. Here's what you do. This is what you have to do. Transform yourself by renewing your mind with these things, and I'll show you the will of God. God simplified it. He says, here's how you can change. Take those thoughts that you have and exchange them for my thoughts. And no matter what you used to be, my mercies are there to deal with all of that other stuff, and you can have the perfect will of God for your life. It's not over until God says it's over.
This action, I know, and I can call the very hour when it started and watched it work. Now, I had tried that with self-help books. And I got some things out of there, but I realized later that the things that helped me in there, I found them in the Word of God, and it was God's principle that was helping me, and I didn't know it then. But it didn't transform me. I tried, but what was proven here said you'll prove what's the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It proved the origin of this book. And the power in it, and I'm telling you, Creflo, it literally rearranged me in every area of my life, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, family, everything. It rearranged it, and it's all better.
Yeah, and now you get the full benefit of a born-again spirit showing up in this physical world. And that's the answer to the people that come to church and say, well, you know, I've been coming to church and I'm tired and I pray all the time, but you know, nothing's changed. Well, you got that right. It hadn't. You've got to on purpose.
You leave church and you're still thinking and talking the same way you did before you got there.
Yeah, this has got to become your final authority. This is where all argument ends. This is the place of honor. This is the place where you're going to take God's word, you're going to make it number one in your life, and you're going to obey God's word.
The unborn again man or woman that has great desire to change and they work at it. They try to change their body from fat to lean and work at bodybuilding and all of this. And you can affect some areas with it, but you watch it drift right back over there where it was. Now, they don't have the power it takes to make that change permanent and actually recreate it, not just alter its looks. I remember I was preaching in a church. I'd been invited to come preach in this church, and I didn't know anything about them. There's a friend of mine that had given me the invitation, and the invitation turned out to be to a businessmen's Sunday school class, which was just about as big as the church. Creflo, I walked in there, and there's a guy sitting there right in front of me smoking a cigar. And I walked in, they had a donut table sitting over there, and man, I don't know what in the world have I walked into here. If I'd have known it was a saloon, I'd have been ready for it, you know. But I was going into this church. I didn't know I was going into this bar. And I walked past the donut table over there. He got over there telling a nasty joke. He's telling a dirty joke, and I gotta go preach this month. So I took my text on, you must be born again. And I said, now look at me. You know, and the guy's still smoking his cigar sitting over there. And you just creepy crawly all over, you know. And the Lord suddenly gave me revelation and how to tell these guys they're supposed to be born again. And I said, let me ask you something. What if you had a stable of the finest thoroughbreds money can buy? I mean, you got some real runners in this bunch. And they kind of perk up, you know. I said, now, what if you went down and you bought the finest mule money could buy? One of them big, strong red mules, man. I mean, one of them Mississippi Jacks that could pull a stump, you know, man. I said, he's fine. Mule. But he's a mule. But now, you're going to put him in here, you're going to put him in a stall in here where you got all these thoroughbreds. Mm-hmm. But now, before you put him in there, you did a little plastic surgery on him, and you got rid of them big ears, and you really made him look better. And you trimmed him up here and there, and you did a little tuck here and a little pin there, and he's looking good, man. He looked just about as good as anything else in that whole stable. Fine mule. Don't even know he's a mule anymore. And you get him out there, and he looks good. He looks, and you put him in the starting gate, and you ring the bell. That sucker's still a mule.
Yeah, a mule.
And he just gets dust kicked in his face, and he's doing the best he can, man. The only difference is that his ears is little. That's the only thing you changed. And I said, I'm going to tell you what, as long as he's a mule on the inside, I don't care what you do to the outside of him, you can't make him run with those thoroughbreds because they were born of different stock than he was. I didn't know where I'm going to go with this, you know. I'm just doing this as it came. And I said, now that's what it means when you accept Jesus as your Lord of your life, and he then causes your spirit to be reborn. And I said, I'm telling you right now, there's a bunch of you jackasses in this room this morning. I thought, I didn't say that, but I did. You bunch of you jackasses in this room this morning, that without Jesus, I don't care how long you come to this church, I don't care how long you attend this Sunday school, you ain't nothing but a mule, and there ain't nothing but God can make a racehorse out of you. Yeah. Man, whoo, and I got the preach it, and man, they started praying, they started to come. We had lots of revival in that stable there that morning. It was amazing. And I've thought about that over the years. What an illustration that is.
Oh, yeah.
The natural man does not have the power to change and control his imagination. The imaginative part of him, you remember what God said there at Babel? He said, he went down there to see this mess. He said, anything they can imagine, they can accomplish, and we have to confuse that, or they're going to destroy everything, because they had set out to meet their own needs without God. Absolutely. That started the socialistic system right there at Babel. Mm-hmm. And he spoke the cap over that thing and stopped it. Mm-hmm. But then when the Holy Ghost came, he gave us back what he had removed, which was the ability to speak in the Spirit,
yes, sir,
by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then he gave us the mighty power of weapons, mm-hmm, through God for the casting down of imaginations and strongholds.
Yes, sir.
The natural man ain't got that. Mm-hmm. But when you come to this decision in Romans 12,
yes, sir,
then comes the mighty power.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's called, 2 Corinthians 10. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds,
yes,
casting down imaginations.
Yes.
The natural man doesn't have the... He tries. Mm-hmm. He tries to get rid of that, but I'm telling you, his thinking will drive him crazy. Mm-hmm. If he gets something on his mind, he can't get it off. He doesn't have the power. He fights it. What does he do? He goes and gets drunk, trying to numb his mind. But when he sobers up, it's still there. And then he tries drugs, and he can't. That won't work. He sobers up, Mm-hmm. And it's still there. He's still got those thoughts on his mind. Mm-hmm. You take a guy that goes into combat and sees things no human being ought to see. Mm-hmm. He comes back home. He's ready to jump off a building, man. He is so messed up. Why? He can't control the thoughts of his mind.
Yeah. And it's true when a guy who tries to change his conduct instead of getting born again, I mean, you're still a child of the devil, and changing your conduct won't make a difference. You have to be born again so you can put on a new nature, because you cannot just change your conduct and expect to stand before God, because you're still standing before God as a child of the devil. You have to be born again.
He'll become a religious zealot and he'll kill somebody in God's name.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly where that comes from.
Exactly.
And the world don't understand it. They just think, you know, he's just a religious nut. Mm-hmm. Well, he is, because he doesn't have the mighty power to change that. Mm-hmm. You remember over there in the book of Numbers, God said to Israel, he said to the army, he said, if you'll go to war, go to combat armed before me, mm-hmm. when I remove my enemies from your face, you'll come back to the nation without blame and righteous before God. He can come home and sleep like a baby. Why? Because God's protecting his mind and his thinking. And when he goes in there armed before God, he never uses his armed might to rape and plunder and kill and create havoc. He don't do that. God won't do that. Even though he wins the war, he doesn't become a killer and a murderer. He's a different kind of soldier. I've noticed in the military, military people trying to create that conduct, and they do. In the American soldier is taught morality in the military. But if he doesn't know God, he has a hard time controlling that. He's trained to do it, but it doesn't make sense to him. But you take a squad or a company or a battalion that knows that 91st Psalm, and they go armed before the Lord. Boy, I tell you, they're a different kind of soldier. And they'll win the battle, but they'll win the peace. And he comes home and his mind's not crushed, because the power of God, he can cast down imaginations and strongholds and bring every thought into captivity and do it in the anointing of Jesus. That's the difference, isn't it?
You can't deal with those carnal, fleshy thoughts with other carnal, fleshy thoughts.
Thoughts don't have authority over thoughts.
Exactly. You have to have the Word.
They just butt into one another.
Yeah. But when you have the Word of God,
then the Word will take authority over the thought.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Yes, sir. And that's how we... Successful Christians are successful because they operate in that process you just talked about. And let's go there. I know we have a few minutes left, but 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
2 Corinthians 10.
Mm-hmm. This is probably going to turn out to be the base of a lot of things that are going on wrong in the lives of Christian people if we can get a hold of it. Verse 3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare..." Now, there's some conflict going on there. Warfare. "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now, strongholds exist in the mind. It's a house constructed of thoughts. And when those thoughts don't line up with the Word of God, we have, through God, weapons that can pull down strongholds.
Mighty. Power.
Mighty through God. The spirit of might that talks about in Isaiah.
Wow.
The spirit of might, or the anointing of might, or here's might's ability. Might has the ability to do anything.
Anything. That's what that word means, isn't it? The word translated mighty here means the supernatural ability to accomplish anything, even if it's impossible.
Yes, yes. And to have that spirit of might to pull down strongholds. The Bible.
Creflo, you know, when we got into this thing, when members of the United States Senate attacked your ministry, attacked my ministry, and others, mm-hmm. boy, that'll get on your mind.
Yeah.
And you get to where you just seems like it's just there, and you're just thinking about it. Well, if the devil can get something on your mind and start driving you with it, you'll start making bad decisions. Mm-hmm. It'll either make you mad, mm-hmm. it'll frighten you, mm-hmm. or both. Mm-hmm. And the more fear you get and the madder you get, mm-hmm. you start making stupid decisions, mm-hmm. and you fall right into the hands of the thing. You can't sleep at night, so you're weary then. Mm-hmm. All that put together. Mm-hmm. And during that, the Lord taught me to say this. I hadn't thought of it at the time. He said, when you speak to that stronghold and cast down that imagination, he said, you say this, I have the mighty power, yeah. and I cast you down. Mm-hmm. I have the mighty power. Mm-hmm. 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 And I noticed the more I did that, the more mighty it got. Mm-hmm. I could, but I had to say it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think it.
You have to say it.
You have to say it.
You have to say it. I mean, there's an anointing for battle. And I believe that anointing for battle is the spirit of might. Because every time you see David going into to battle, it was that might that was on him that caused him to have
they
victory.
Were called the mighty men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was a mighty warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, I see
yeah.
the connection.
Yeah, the anointing, the anointing for battle. But look at where look at the arena for this warfare. It's in the mind. This warfare is taking place in our mind. And notice again, look at the anointing that's assigned for battle. It's the spirit of might. And so this is a place of battle. This is a weapon to deal with that type of battle. And we pull down those strongholds. The thing that you hold strong to, this negative thing that if you get it in there and you don't know the word and you hold strong to it, that's where we get our habits from. That's where we get our addictive behaviors from those strongholds that don't come from God's word. And without the mighty...
A stronghold is holding
strong. It's holding strong.
It's a fortress of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. And without the might that comes through God's word coming out of your mouth to pull it down. Now you talk about diligence. You're talking about defending your mind. You're going to have this to do it.
Holding strong or having the ability to build a strong hold is not a bad thing unless you're holding strong to the wrong thing.
To the wrong thing.
And it'll drive you crazy.
Religion has taught that all strongholds have to be negative. Strongholds don't have to be negative. There can be, if you have the right, if you hold strongly to the right knowledge, and that's what God intended for us to do. Even the brain was created that when knowledge is introduced, it grabs it and it holds strong
to it.
Holds
on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, God did that.
Yeah, but he originally...
And then Satan come in and twisted it.
Right.
That, yeah.
But he originally wanted us to get our knowledge from him and hold strong to it. Because whatever the stronghold is, it's going to be a resistance to anything else that's trying to come in and take its place. Now think about if Adam would have gotten all of his knowledge from God instead of turning to a tree and held strong to that, when that serpent showed up in the garden, he would have ran into the stronghold that came from the knowledge of God's word. No matter what he said, it wouldn't have meant anything.
And that snake would never be in back. We're out of time. My goodness. Creflo, we got to get right back into this tomorrow. We're into the strong place now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Steve and Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, go to kcm.org. The average person can have up to 50,000 thoughts every day. These thoughts create patterns of thinking that build a blueprint and affect everything in life. So what have you been setting your mind on? Renew your mind to God's Word starting right now with Dr. Creflo Dollar's teaching series, How to Change Your Thinking. Transform your life by lining up your mind with God and His Word.
You have to change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, You're going to have to change those words that you're exposing yourself to.
Exchange your thoughts for God's thoughts and promises. Eliminate destructive thought patterns and don't let a stronghold keep you from God's best. As you listen to this dynamic, powerful, and practical series, you'll notice a shift in your perspective on life. Things will begin to change. You'll see yourself like God sees you, blessed, confident, full of hope, and walking in faith and victory. Change your thinking and change your life. Order How to Change Your Thinking today at a special 10% saving for just $18. This powerful 4-CD set by Creflo Dollar will show you how changing your mind can change your life. For a discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now listen to me, please. We read that over there in the 12th chapter of Romans. The mercy of God is begging you to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life. It changes everything. You still have to make choices, but now you have the power to carry that choice out. So if you've never accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life, do it right now. Don't put it off one more second. I'm going to pray with you. I want you to pray it out loud where you can hear it with your own ears. That's important. The words of your mouth. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe He's been raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved, 10th chapter of Romans says. And you remember that? That's the 10th chapter. And then it goes to the 12th chapter and says, now renew your mind. So that now they got the power to renew the mind. Just pray this, O God in heaven.
O God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive my forgiveness of all sin.
My forgiveness for all sin.
I renounce sin.
I renounce sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for, and I cast him out of my life.
Cast him out of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that with Creflo and me, I want to send you free, and we'll pay the postage on it, this little book, He Did It All for You, to teach you how to study your Bible, to get you into this place. The power is there. Now you need to know how to use it. Bless your heart. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, we're reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org.